When we had her internment, I spoke in front of everybody who was gathered there, and I asked my sister to record it, and that's what we're going to hear in my next set here, layered on top of our featured artist Tangerine Dream, the mysterious semblance at the strand of nightmares from Phaedra. And I'm going to have in this next set, it's going to go full circle, as I call it, starting and ending with something that's the same, only different. And that's going to be two different versions of our featured song of the show, Amazing Grace. We're going to start off with the Clarence Ashley and Doc Watson original Folkaways recording version. And we're going to end with a Cherokee version. Thanks going out to Billy Bob Neck for providing me with that many years ago. So, in this next set, I'm gonna say what I really think and am grateful for. Thank you to my mother in this tribute to her.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear.
Like me. say a few words about my mother. And I guess I've been thinking about this a bit, and I kind of titled this, Why Elizabeth Was a Wonderful Mother. One of my earliest memories was of being in our house in Yonkers, Ivy Terrace, and there was a thunderstorm with lots of lightning, and me and my brother John were kind of excited about it, and we were asking, you know, Mommy, why is it thunder and what's lightning? And she said, well, you know, I don't exactly know, but we can look it up. And we had a set of encyclopedias back then, and we did that as the storm was kind of petering out, and we learned about electricity, and we learned about how the thunder comes from the clouds. And I thought that was just a really great example of how she encouraged learning in us. And if you don't know something, you try to find out, or you try to learn about that. So that's one example. I think another reason why Elizabeth was so wonderful, in a way that affects me every single day, is learning how to cook. And she kind of had a rule there with, you can make anything you want in the kitchen, whatever you want to try, you just have to clean up after yourselves. And we actually didn't do such a great job of that cleaning up afterwards often enough, but it didn't bother her enough that she would get mad at us or tell us to stop. She would just kind of, the next time we wanted to cook something, she'd repeat that. Just remember to clean up after yourself. And a little tangent on that is, I think today in pretty much any grocery store that you go to, you can find an incredible number of ingredients from all over the world. And back in the 1960s, we didn't have that kind of thing. And it's a great thing that there's so many of these materials that you can find pretty much anywhere and come up with your own edible art, which I think leads to another thing about arts and crafts, that I have many memories of being with my brother and my sisters and us doing art projects. There are pictures in the family books of us dressed up in smocks and diligently there around the table, finger painting, and there were watercolors, and then also decorating Easter eggs, the colors and dipping them in. And she also did an outstanding job of making cards, homemade cards, for my birthday, for wedding anniversaries. We always get a card from her that is some combination of things that maybe she cut out from magazines, pictures, and then magic markers, and sometimes glitter. And we even had one card that she first sent me as a kind of birthday card. And I had the idea to take the card and rework it and make it be like a birthday card back to her that I sent her. And it didn't stop there, because then she reworked it over and sent me back the card. And it went back, maybe that was about it. There's only so much glitter and things you could put on there. And I'm incredibly grateful to her for that, because as I got older, I went off in my own directions with that, with the kind of visual art that I do, taking photos and putting them together. And I've had a radio show for 14 years, making what I call sound collages, and I kind of rebuild guitars and things. And all of those things, they aren't things that she did, but without a mother like that encouraging art and creativity, that just never would have happened to me. So I'm so glad for that. I think also with my father, that, you know, the combination of things like that, my father being a kind of do-it-yourself person, and along with his father and an uncle of ours on Highview Terrace, the way that they built up the upstairs attic into a place to live. So that's very much, I think, a part of both my mother and father's our kind of tradition and the way that, that we were raised. And I'm very grateful for that. I think in some other things, she loved to collect things, recipes and pictures that she would cut out. And she had big file containers of all these clippings and other things that she would make. And in that way, maybe there was a little bit of perhaps borderline hoarding that it got into. And that leaves stuff for us to go through. Plenty of boxes of artifacts. And while it's sad to clean up for somebody who takes care of things after they've passed away, in another way, it's a kind of richer legacy that she leaves behind. I mean, I can say that we've got months worth of memories that we're going to be able to have from my mother. So yes, she left us with many things to appreciate, both the ways it affects our behavior and our memories, and the artifacts she made for each one of her children, a cookbook. So it was a kind of blank book that she was in kindergarten and first grade and second grade, and then you see the high school picture and you see the college picture, and those are just decades of youth. And when people are also in their 20s and their 30s, the prime years that they're in, those are things definitely to go back and to dig into and remember that's what that person was, not necessarily the more fragile, frail person at the end who's getting around in a walker. So, yeah, I think putting things like that in perspective and remembering the decades of truly quality life that they had and being a wonderful mother. So I'll conclude by saying thank you.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening, this is a memorial show for my mother, Elizabeth Buchert, who passed away suddenly. And we went full circle in that last set, starting and ending with two versions of our featured song, Amazing Grace. We began with a Clarence Ashley and Doc Watson version off of the original Folkaways recording 1960 to 1962 album. And then we heard the eulogy that I gave for her, layered on top of Tangerine Dreams, Mysterious Semblance, The Strand of Nightmares track from their Phaedra album. And then we concluded with a Cherokee Native American version of Amazing Grace. And thanks to Billy Bob Neck for giving me that version many years ago. One of the things that can really put things in perspective is looking at your parents' lives and trying to understand them when they were younger than you are right now. Much younger. My favorite picture of my mom was taken when she was 23 years old, about a year or so after she married my father, and he was down in the serving time in the military in South Carolina, where I was born. And I, when I first saw that picture, well, I guess I saw it when I was a little kid. I knew about that, but there was a certain age where I began to understand and look at her as being kind of like a woman that I date. And then as I got older and, you know, looking back at kids in their 20s, right? Yeah. In any case, that was certainly my very heartfelt and appreciative feelings expressed about my mom. So we've got one last set for you this evening. And, well, let me tell you a little bit about what you're going to hear. The second piece in the next set is a sound collage by Negative Land, as they are wont to do. And it was recorded live at the Middle East by Chuck Yu. It's All in Your Head was the name of that show. And then it's called Afterlife, Heaven, yes. And then we're going to go in a little bit of a Cat direction for you. Besides Heaven, I think one of the most heartfelt songs that I know of by Harry Chapin, Cats in the Cradle. My mom liked cats, and she adopted two of them over the years. They weren't purposefully adopted. They found their way into our lives, despite my father's protestations. Like, they stay outside all the time, and when my mom and my sister Alexandra were feeding them. But, eventually then it got cold, and you can't let an old cat be out in the cold, can you? No, we've got public service messages telling you why you can't leave cats or dogs outside. Because you shouldn't in the cold. So my mom adopted two cats over the years. And then also, when they would visit, my mom took pretty well to our cats, Miso and Shiitake. So we're going to be following that direction a bit in the next set. And I'm also including a clip I made of my cat Miso, her dinner time, her feeding time, the night before she turned 19. Miso didn't quite make it to 20, but she had a long and happy life and is one of the creatures that I feel, you know, most love for, having been with her for decades. Well, okay, not decades, almost 2 decades, but, you know, nearly every day when a creature is part of your life that way. And then I've also got an 11-second clip of Shiitake in there, meowing at the beginning of the Harry Chapin Cats in the Cradle song. But yes, let's start off our final set in this tribute to my mom with another one of our featured artists, two featured artists, Tangerine Dream and Cat Stevens. So that is how we are going to begin our final set here on the Tears of the God Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
Breaking my heart, you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving. But if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear. But then a lot of nice things turn bad out there. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile.
Imagination. No microphone problems in Jesus' name.
In point of fact, since the Neanderthals until now, we have a choice of many, many cultures' notions of what the afterlife is. The amazing thing is that they don't cohere very well. Each afterlife design, each culture designs what it thinks is important for its afterlife. And they don't necessarily have any relationship to other people's afterlives. The funny thing is that Americans' near-death experiences confirm our notion, our relatively optimistic notion, that we're all going to heaven.
Well, my first idea of God was that there was somebody up in heaven.
But if you look at near-death experiences over 2,000 years of history, you find that most often in the past they were fearful experiences in which people experienced going to hell. And when they recovered from it, then they changed their lives and became good religious people. It seems to most Americans that we don't need to do that. Most of us think we're living just fine lives, and so we experience heaven.
No.
The band in heaven.
No.
They play my favorite song.
When we have these experiences. I think it's a normal part of the human mind that we do have these extraordinary experiences.
Up in heaven.
There's a book called Why God Won't Go Away, and it suggests that we are, in a sense, wired to have these extraordinary experiences. Life is innovated, and we find new ways of expressing what the afterlife is about.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly see, and I seem to find the happiness I see.
That humans are not masters in their own house, but to some degree we are ruled in an unruly way by unconscious forces outside of our awareness.
You feel it in your head. You feel it in your head. Yes.
So I think of these notions of the afterlife, which are produced by societies and only recently by individuals, after all, as kinds of mirrors in which a society takes stock of itself and asks itself, what is the most important thing about ourselves? And so I think that that is a very important thing to realize. As to whether any one or another of the particular portraits of the afterlife is true, they tell us one thing or another, and they all have to be believed with a grain of salt. But the strange thing about fiction is that you can believe it entirely. In fact, you have to believe Hamlet entirely in order to understand what the play is about. So my feeling is that history always tells lies, but since this is fiction, we can safely believe it.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it?
Child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy. I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away. But his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him. Yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when. But we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know.
Job's a hassle and the kids are the flu. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know. Have a good time there.
Okay, Miso, what time is it?
That's right, it's dinner time. Your last dinner is an 18-year-old cat. You're gonna be a 19-year-old cat in just a few hours.
endless picture of you. Here comes my baby, here she comes now. And then comes as no surprise to me, with another guy. Here comes my baby, here she comes now. Walking with a love that's all so fine, never could be mine, no matter how I try.
Kitty, why is it we always do what you want to do and never do what I want to do?
It's in the Bible.
Come inside.
A kitty at my foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty at my foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty at my foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty at my foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty at my foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty at my foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty at my foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty at my foot and I want to touch it.
Meow, 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 meow. So satisfied, a pussy burn and looking so satisfied. I'm lost in his little yellow round eye, lost in his little yellow round eye. Pussy burn and looking so satisfied. A kitty rap and scratch me through my jeans. Kitty rap and scratch me through my jeans. Y'all gonna spend the night. You kitty, y'all gonna spend the night. You kitty, y'all gonna spend the night outside.
outside.
Kitty at my foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty at my foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty at my foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty at my foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty at my foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty at my foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty at my foot and I wanna touch it. A kitty at my foot and I wanna touch it. Touch it. Touch it.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called inventnow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the inventnow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This evening, well, it's been a memorial show for my mother, Elizabeth Buchert, who sadly died suddenly recently. And we've been playing some of her favorite music, some Johnny Mathis and Dionne Warwick, and she liked Chopin and other classical music. And in particular, we had, not the last set, but the set before that, a eulogy I gave for her. And we began our last set with Cat Stevens, one of our featured artists, and Wild World, and then Negative Land, a recording from 2007 at the Middle East Nightclub in Cambridge from It's All in Your Head, thanks to Chuck Yu. That was 1.7, The Afterlife Heaven. And then Harry Chapin, Cats in the Cradle, and My Cat Shiitake mixed on top of that a bit. And then we heard from our other featured... Well, we heard from Cat Stevens. No, what did we hear? I'm getting confused. Yes, we heard from Jimi Hendrix and Lonely Avenue Jam, Cat Talking to Me. And then we heard from Cat Stevens, Here Comes My Baby, the Presidents of the United States of America with Kitty. Also in there, my 19th birthday Eve dinner for my cat Miso on May 28th, 2015. A live performance piece by Miso and me. And then the Presidents of the United States of America, a cleaned up version of Kitty. I used my sonic hammer of the gods to smash out the bad words in that. And then a public service message from Invent Now, PSA, yes, Cat Magnet. And have you ever lost a cat? Well, there's two ways to lose a cat. And I always think of the cat dying, yeah. But that's not what that public service message was about. It was about a cat magnet. Then the Charlie Hayden Quartet, The Long Goodbye. And right now is Tangerine Dream, The Big Sleep in Search of Hades. So coming up next is Savoir Faire with Songs from the Squid Pod. I will not be here next week. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving, because people die that way and we don't like people dying. Oh no, we want people to live. So let me say goodbye here on WMFO in Medford.